This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Robert Smith, in for Steve Inskeep, who's on assignment.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The White House is calling a new book that takes aim at the Bush presidency the work of a, quote, disgruntled former employee. The book is causing a ruckus because that employee was a member of the close group of Texans who came with the president to Washington. Scott McClellan was made White House press secretary just after the invasion of Iraq. He had helped sell that war, and it's a war he now calls a strategic blunder. He writes that in making the case for war, quote, the presidency of George W. Bush veered terribly off course. Scott McClellan joined us in our Washington studios to talk about the book and some of the charges in it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Thanks for having me on.
You write that President Bush, and I'm quoting you here, managed the crisis in a way that almost guaranteed that the use of force would become the only feasible option. What do you mean by that?
Well, I that part of the book, I'm talking about the selling of the war. There's really a whole chapter where I take readers behind the scenes at the White House and try to give them my perspective. The point I'm talking about there is that what we did, instead of really approaching this in an open and forthright way, we went to war basically trying to sell it to the American people, much like you would any other policy issue you'd want to get passed in Congress.
Well, you write, though, a little more strongly than you're speaking right now, that the Bush administration used what amounted to propaganda to sell the Iraq war at a time when, as you would say, honesty and candor were needed. How much was the American public misled?
Well, I talk in the book, I don't think it was intentional or deliberate. What happened here is that we got caught up in the very thing that the president campaigned against back in 2000, the destructive partisan tone in Washington. And in fact, we set up a massive political operation that was aimed at really continuing that permanent campaign way of governing, going out and shaping and manipulating the narrative in the media to one's advantage.
Here's what Karl Rove had to say earlier this week on Fox News as some of the information in your book emerged.
If he had these moral qualms, he should have spoken up about them. And frankly, I don't remember him speaking up about these things. I don't remember a single word.
Why didn't you speak up at the time?
Well, first of all, these are comments that I would expect coming from some of my former colleagues. I have great respect for my former colleagues. I think they're good people. I think what he specifically was referring to was the buildup to war. I was not involved in the policy-making side of it. I was the deputy press secretary during that time, and I felt that it was important to give this solid team of experienced professionals around the president and the president himself the benefit of the doubt. And as time went on, you know, I think some of my views have evolved.
Did they evolve, though, while you were still White House spokesperson?
I am one.
You were there till 2006.
I am one. Well, first of all, when you're in the White House, you're in this bubble. You have great affection for I had great affection and continue to have great affection for the president personally. Sometimes that bubble obscures some of the larger truths of things.
Now, you just said you still have great affection for the president. You've also written you still respect the president. If, as you say, though, that this president brought this country into a war that you describe as part of a propaganda campaign, and a war that you now judge was a war of choice, not a necessary war, why do you still respect him?
Well, I know the president, and I know what he says is sincere and authentic.
But how authentic can it be when the campaign is aimed at
thing? That's the nature of Washington, and that's something that I think most Americans are ready for us to move beyond.
But do you not hold this president accountable?
Well, it's not
years of his presidency.
As I said, absolutely, he has to accept responsibility for the things that went right and the things that went wrong. Unfortunately, the things that went wrong overshadowed that which went right. And we got caught up in this back and forth partisan squabble to see who could win the media narrative. You know, it's not a deliberate effort on the president's part or many of his advisors to go out there and be misleading or engage in spin or anything like that. It's just the way the game's become played in Washington. And we embraced it too often.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Scott McClellan's new book is What Happened? Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. And you can read an excerpt from the book at npr.org.